Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
My new book, Trump Aftershock, has just released and excitement is high, and I've been going all over the country doing interviews about the book. And as you know, if you've been listening to the Strang Report the last few days, I've been sharing excerpts or sometimes the entire program when I was on these different stations. One of the very first interviews that I did on this go-round was with Don Black at Cornerstone TV in Pittsburgh. We played actually an entire program, but then he recorded several clips in which we did a segment that he is putting in shows coming up. And I thought that they were very interesting and that they would make great podcasts. So without further ado, here is Don Black talking to me again about Trump Aftershock.
See, there's consequences to actions. We all know that. You know, there's good when we do good. There's evil when we do evil. What kind of consequences are we looking at in regards to today? Today is election day.
You know, I think that if the Democrats win the House and the Senate, it's going to be very serious for our country, because during the Kavanaugh hearings, they showed their true colors. They just showed that they're just against everything. They just want to impeach the president. They're even saying they'll impeach Justice Kavanaugh, which I don't understand. Impeachment is for something you do while you're in office, not something, you know, they brought up something from, you know, when he was in high school, which was pretty much proven to be false, but they still want to do this. And, you know, I have always been fairly neutral because both parties, in my opinion, have lots and lots of faults. Mm-hmm. In fact, in a lot of ways, it's hard to tell the parties apart, except mm-hmm. on a couple of issues. Mm-hmm. But the Republicans will support Donald Trump. And of course, I write about Trump aftershock and all the things that have happened. And there are good things and things that aren't so good. And by not so good, the very first chapter I call Capital Psychosis, which is psychosis in the Capitol, Washington, of how the left just went crazy when he won. Of course, they expected Hillary Clinton to win. They almost felt like she deserved to win. Yeah. And They all these protests and the rioters and the demonstrations in other cities. Isn't it interesting how it happened just like that? Right. And there's evidence to prove that rich billionaires, including George Soros, were behind that. And I document some of that in the book. In fact, there's a whole chapter that I call A Billionaire Radicals, because it's more than just Soros. There's this guy, Tom Steyer, and others, and it's more than them just funding mobs of people. They're funding organizations that go along with this far-left agenda. And and we say far-left, it's so far-left, it's really socialist. That's In fact, they're starting to use the term socialist. You know, one of the Democratic candidate for governor of my state of Florida, being elected today, calls himself a socialist. I never thought I'd live to see the day.
You know, that's strange to me, too, that socialism becomes in vogue when it's failed everywhere it's been tried.
Everywhere. And in my book, I quote somebody that says socialism is communism. Socialism is communism without a gun. And I thought that was kind of a humorous way to think about it. It really is communism. And communism even fell in Russia and the Eastern Bloc nations. And look at what happened with Cuba and Venezuela. Yet somehow it's come in vogue. And we've really got to turn the tide and keep the accomplishments that Donald Trump has been doing, keep them going, and move our country in a different direction.
Well, you know, you mentioned that the Republicans support President Trump. Not all Republicans do. The deep state Republicans, which are embedded into the bureaucracy of Washington, they're not. They're part of the good old boy system. I think they get together with the Democrats and whoever else, and they have their back parties where they really pull the strings. And Trump doesn't play in that party.
You know, it's an interesting. A lot of these people are elected. They get to Washington. They've never earned a lot of money, That's and right. after 5-10 years, they're millionaires. You know, this has happened with Elizabeth Warren. It's happened with Maxine Waters. It's happened with a lot of them, the Republicans and Democrats.
Seems to be an epidemic of wealth.
That's right. And after they're out of office and they become consultants and lobbyists, and there's something very deep. However, the real power is with the presidency and the Congress and how they vote.
And the Supreme Court, hate to interrupt you, but in the Supreme Court, too, because those men and women are there for life.
And look what Donald Trump has done. He put in Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh. Mm-hmm. A couple of the justices are very old, and while we don't wish them any harm, they can't live forever. Mm-hmm. And I think that he'll have one and maybe even more appointments to the Supreme Court. And here, Brett Kavanaugh was a pretty much sort of a middle-of-the-road George W. Bush kind of Republican. And very well respected by people in Washington, by the status quo. And look what they did to him. Amazing. If he had put in a really, really, really conservative justice, a nominee, who knows what would have happened?
Well, thank God that God is in control. Even though men think that they're actually the power brokers, God places the kings in place. The scripture tells us that. And so we as Christians, though, now that doesn't take us out of the responsibility of being good American citizens and doing what we've been told to do is pray and to fast and then go out and vote.
Well, the book actually releases today officially.
On election day.
We didn't deal with the midterms because, of course, it'd be old news when the book releases. But I think it's significant that today is Election Day. I've already voted. I hope we can vote early in Florida. And we need to encourage all your viewers to go out and vote. People have died for our right to be able to vote. And we need to get good, conservative, God-fearing people who feel like you and I do, motivated to go vote, because a lot of people stay home and think, well, somebody else will do it. But we cannot be silent in a time like this. We have to vote, and we need to vote for conservative people who will stand with the kind of values that we have.
Well, and I don't know. We're not talking about eschatology in this interview, but in my personal belief, we're towards the end of the age, and what we do today is amplified. So our nation needs to be strong for the gospel's sake, so that we can take the gospel to the world. That's why we're strong and given this ability to be strong.
That's right. America supports Israel and spreads the gospel more than any other country. And I believe that that's one of the reasons why God has blessed America.
And it's because of President Trump's stand on Israel that I believe he's going to continue to bless this nation. And we want that aftershock from a good perspective to continue. We want you coming back here with the next book about the aftershock.
There are a lot of good aftershocks, too.
Yeah, that's what I think so, too, is we start seeing the freedom of our faith being given back to us and our ability to speak out as Christians and be Christian citizens. That's very, very important. So as people get ready to go to the polls, I'm like you, I encourage you to go out right now, today, and don't miss this opportunity to let your voice be heard. Because if you don't allow your voice to be heard, somebody else's voice is going to tell you what to do.
And the polls are open until 7 p.m. most places. And even encourage your family and friends to go vote. If you know some senior citizens who can't drive, offer to drive them to the polls.
That's good.
We really need to turn out the vote in a way that hasn't happened in most midterm elections.
Well, we're culminating today 21 days of prayer and fasting. We have thousands and thousands of people been praying for 21 days, and we're going to watch God's hand at work. Don't know what's going to happen? Never do. Stephen, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
If the election of Donald Trump was an earthquake, his accomplishments since are the aftershocks no one saw coming. From best-selling author Stephen E. Strang comes Trump Aftershock, the president's seismic impact on culture and faith in America. Trump Aftershock offers unique insights that will cut through the media noise and reveal what they won't tell you. Gain a better understanding of the political, emotional, and spiritual dimensions at work in Trump Aftershock. Available where fine books are sold.